This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Muskegon History and Beyond with the Lakeshore Museum Center. Today we are going to talk about one of the most famous restaurants slash bars to call Muskegon home and the man who was named after who made it such a great establishment. Today we look at the history of Pasco's Place and Frank Pasco Simpson, the man behind the counter. Frank Pasco Simpson, who most often went by his middle name Pasco, was born on March 24, 1872 in Hillsdale, Michigan. He first came to Muskegon working in the sawmills around Muskegon Lake. As the sawmills started to shut down at the turn of the 20th century, Pasco needed another way to make money. His initial idea was to buy an old mission church in the Bluffton area and turn it into a resort. Located near Lake Michigan and Muskegon Lake, its location was a good place, but that original idea would morph into a bar. This bar would serve primarily fried fish. One of Frank Pasco's hobbies was going fishing, and from all reports, he was an excellent angler, so he turned this skill into part of his normal work. Pasco's Place would open in 1902, located in that same spot that he hoped to have a resort. For those unfamiliar with its location, it was located right next to the old Bluffton School, or, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, near where Plum and Wilcox Avenues meet in the Bluffton area. Pasco's Place was a rugged two-story wooden structure that didn't look like much, but it fit the atmosphere perfectly and suited its patrons. Speaking of those patrons, it was those patrons that spread the fame of Frank Pasco and Pasco's Place. By 1910, the Actors Colony in Bluffton was well established, and Pasco's Place, which was located just on the outskirts, soon became their favorite haunt and unofficial meeting place. Lake Michigan Park, a previous podcast topic, which was a short distance away, also brought in a lot of traffic and customers. Joe and Buster Keaton, Mush Rawls, and Max Gruber, all popular celebrities in their time, frequented Pasco's for the three perch for a dime deal and the nickel beers that Pasco served. The perch soon had a special place in the community. Pasco would say he didn't use any fancy spices or ingredients, but just knew how to fry the fish in the fat at the perfect temperature and time to make it the best around.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pasco was very particular about his fried perch and wouldn't allow it to go out for takeout. You got to eat it and experience it there, or not at all. This firm hand was something that Frank Pasco was known for, and he earned the nickname Bullhead. The big man didn't tolerate rude customers, but was also known to be kindly and develop a rapport with the actors in particular, chatting with them frequently and keeping up with them via letters when they went on the road. These actors would frequently talk about Pasco's and Muskegon, and brought many a tourist to this little shabby-looking restaurant and bar from places far away as Missouri and Florida. No matter where you were from, though, Frank Pasco made sure you were out by 11 p.m. sharp. In the early years, he and his wife Minnie lived in Lakeside, and the last trolley back there left around 11 o'clock, and Frank made sure he was on it. He is quoted as saying even if the President of the United States was there, he was still closing by 11. In 1905, Frank and Minnie had a child, a Frank H. Simpson, or Frank Jr. as most call them. Frank Jr. would of course work in the restaurant and learned the skills from his father. The Simpsons would move into the restaurant, saving time for their family and their commute. As the years went on, the Actors Colony faded away and Lake Michigan Park was torn down, but Pasco's Place endured. While the summer months were certainly the height of the place, it still managed to survive during the winter months, but gave the family time to do other things, such as feeding the seagulls the scraps, one of Frank's favorite activities. He was also a member of the Muskegon Elks Club. In 1943, Frank Jr. passed away at the age of 38, leaving Frank Sr. and Minnie distraught. It seems that Pasco had hoped to pass the restaurant to his son, but now no longer could. In 1944, Frank Pascoe Simpson decided to retire from the business at the age of 71. He had been in the business of serving perch and beers for the last 42 years. The business would be sold to a Martin and Marcella Bowen, who continued to operate Pascoe's place and even received a famous visitor when Buster Keaton came back to town in 1949 to try the place under the new owners. But it would only last until 1958. At that time, a new road was built shifting traffic away from the place, and the Bluffton School, which had been built right next door, decided to purchase the property to expand their parking lot and playground. Pascoe's place left quite a legacy in the community. Many still try to make fish the way Bullhead Pascoe had in the past, and Pascoe's brought Muskegon and Frank Pascoe much fame, even being the subject of a poem by the famous Muskegon poet Douglas Malik. I think a Muskegon Chronicle article sums up Pascoe's place very well when it said, quote, "It was an unassuming place where celebrities, fishermen, and locals alike rubbed elbows and chatted with the owner." Thank you for listening, and we hope to have you back for our next episode.